Abe Abish hanging out with Kevin Cronin, lead singer of REO Speedwagon, at Kevin's house in L.A., right here on The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelly Abish.
Kevin, when you look back at some of the songs you've written and you see that your songs are part of the soundtracks of our lives, how does that make you feel?
Well, that's just like the ultimate compliment for a songwriter. You know, I know these songs so well because I remember where I was when I wrote them and what was going on for me. To watch a song grow, like you say, into the soundtrack of people's lives, it's amazing. And, you know, I get to walk out on stage in front of thousands of people and just kind of play the opening chords to a song. When I start, heard it from a friend who, the whole, you can just feel the energy in the room. So, yeah, I'm a lucky guy.
So it makes you feel pretty special.
Yeah, well, you know, it's humbling is what it really is. Yeah. And it's also, I'm proud of what REO Speedwagon has been able to do. But as a songwriter, yeah, it's exhilarating. It's just an amazing feeling. And, you know, I feel like that's kind of part of my job, is to take that feeling and bounce it back on the audience and share it with them. And,
sure.
And that's what REO Speedwagon does on a monthly basis.
That's great. So longevity planning is a big part of our planning with our clients. And you've been doing this for over 40 years now, and you're still performing and drawing huge crowds. What do you credit your longevity to, and what do you think drives you?
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about that kind of long-term thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there have been a number of times over the years where there has been opportunities for instant gratification that would have enriched us in the moment, but perhaps soured our image in the long run. And so we always like to think ahead and look at what the decisions we make today, what effect they're going to have on our future, not just on the moment. And so perhaps that might be the thing that is on a business level for sure has been really a big part of what's kept us going up over all these years.
So I know that you're touring with Chicago this summer.
Yes, we are.
Is there anyone you haven't toured with yet that you'd like to tour with?
You know, we're pretty lucky, man. We've done a lot of great tours over the years. And at this point, the only bands that we tour with are people that we enjoy backstage as well. And, you know, when bands are getting along well, it shows in the performance. And, you know, very few times have we kind of not gotten along with a band we've toured with. But in those rare instances, it's just, life is too short, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to deal with that. And I'll tell you what, we learned from the best. We opened a tour for Aerosmith back in 1975.
Okay.
And we had opened shows for some other bands who I won't mention, who kind of tried to squash us a little bit because they were afraid that if we sounded too good or if we looked too good, it would threaten them. And Joe Perry and Steven Tyler had the exact opposite view. Their thing was they wanted to make us sound and look as good as possible, because that just spurred them on to work harder and raise the bar on themselves.
Sure.
And when I watched that happen, man, I, you know, I'm always learning. And I learned a good lesson from Steven and Joe back in 75. And we treat anybody who's on an REO Speedwagon show, they're going to get treated well, because, you know, if they sound good, that just inspires me to push myself a little bit harder.
You know, if we were to take a look into your iTunes right now and see what kind of music you're listening to, can you give us some insight as to what you listen to on your own?
Well, you know, I like singer-songwriters. I like, you know, James Taylor, Jackson Brown, Stephen Stills, Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. I really like guys who play their instruments, write their songs, sing their songs, because that total connection, to me, it comes across in a performance. And hey, there are a lot of great singers who have songs written for them. You got to be a really good singer to be able to pull that off. So I'm lucky that I can write my own songs, and I don't have to be that good of a singer. But when I sing my songs, I mean it. I sing it from the heart, and it's something that was important enough to me personally that I wrote a song about it.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, man. Thank you, Abe.